All right, we're rolling on Thursday.
Getting it going on Thursday.
I don't mean rolling on Molly, because this is a drug-free zone.
You are one too soft.
I am Dare with a capital D.
I wonder how many people, like, first railed something while wearing a Dare shirt.
Shut up. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, my God. It was the funniest article I've ever read in my entire life.
I watched a couple of compilation videos on YouTube. I've got it all figured out.
You're listening to the No Big Banana Podcast.
Welcome back to the No Big Banana Podcast. My name is Charles.
My name is Justin.
And that is a fair question.
I think I've mentioned that on the podcast before.
Statistically, right? It would have to be.
I'm sure of it.
Hope everybody's having a good Thursday.
Yeah.
So I did want to talk briefly about D&D just because I'm excited about where our campaign is currently.
Go for it.
So in the Airships campaign, we just fought a necromancer.
Ooh.
And his army of golems as he was... Well, first of all, we were at a...
Is it golems or golems? Golems?
I don't know. I think it's potato, tomato.
Potato, tomato?
Tomato, potato, whatever. You know.
You figure it out.
Yeah, you figure it out. That's my favorite.
Comment down below what you think Charles is trying to talk about.
Yeah, no, they know what it is. If you know what I'm talking about,
comment down below.
Whatever emphasis on whatever syllable, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I'm the king of that shit.
They were attacking a giant whale.
Ooh.
And trying to mine from it.
Mine from it?
Yeah. Well, we later found out that they were trying to get the orb out of it. Because it has the life orb in it. So there are 5 orbs. The first one that we came across was when we fought the giant iron giant robot in the middle of the ocean where Tantor died.
And spoilers.
We were in the Flying Gnome City.
Oh, really?
Which is just like a bunch of like mismatched. That's the city that Studebaker shooed. Because I just gave a bunch of people free shoes. Nice. So then I got like the hookup on stuff.
What a fucking communist.
Yeah. Oh, Studebaker. Well, he's very forgetful.
He's far left.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's a problem. He's Antifa, I've heard.
Oh, he's gone the ANCAP route.
Studebaker Peppercorn actually might be the head of Antifa.
Oh, really?
Which probably let Rand Paul know.
Yeah.
Because I heard that he was looking.
Fucking Meat Canyon.
All of them
did
the
a
same.
Video today. It was a Willy Wonka horror parody, and it was essentially just it was like Willy Wonka was what's that guy's name? Jeffrey Epstein. And he was like bringing the kid down the corridor, and then was like,
"Hey, man, it's not a far cry."
There's a picture of Willy Wonka with Bill Clinton, the 42nd president, and then like the SWAT team breaks in, and they're like, "You didn't fucking see anything."
It's very, very weird that like. I was watching the Veruca piece the other day.
The Veruca piece?
What the fuck is a Veruca?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Veruca's the real bratty girl. I want it now. I want it right now. That girl?
No idea.
Have you seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, yeah.
She just fucking goes down the egg chute. And the dad is like... Oh, where the hell does that go? And he's oh, the furnace.
Yeah.
Like, so nonchalant.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, there's that, like, horror concept where it's like, yeah, all the kids are what make the candy.
Yeah, I think that, like...
And then they did the one with fucking Johnny Depp or whatever, and, like, all the kids are leaving at the end.
Yeah.
It's like, don't ruin that. Like,
I think the people
Wonka
were just
bars are made of children. It's like Soylent Green.
I mean, it was the 70s. People were on drugs, but, like, I feel like people were just so enamored with...
They get in the fucking elevator, and the elevator just, like, shoots out the top
name?
Of the thing. What?
Gene
Wilder?
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to say Hackman, and I knew that wasn't right. I think people were so enamored with Wilder that like it really just kind of passed. Because if you really analyze it, it's fucking awful.
It's great.
It's really crazy. Oh, like so just good. The amount of squalor that Charlie lives in, first of all.
Oh, for real, yeah.
And it's like no wonder he got so excited.
It's like,
about
do you
a
think like living in the slums
in a
like
chocolate
that?
Bar.
If you think like a kid living in the slums like that is just going to be able to walk down the street with something made of gold and he's not going to get jumped immediately?
Oh yeah,
fucking,
that's true.
There's no way that kid's getting out of that alleyway alive.
His family almost kicked his ass for it, didn't they?
Yeah,
wasn't there
like
a whole thing about that?
Probably.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but like just the idea of like these four
justice for Charlie,
these invalid people.
Yeah,
that
y'all
are
care about all this, all these other people.
And then
like Aaliyah
and
Sorry.
Leave her alone. Oh my God. I never knew that starting a podcast with you would ultimately lead to like me having to rein you in about making fun of Aaliyah.
Yeah.
So anyway, in D&D, there was this cool moment that I'm excited about turning it into an anime. I'm
destroying myself there.
Justin just fucking pretty much one shot a dragon.
Oh.
Shouldn't say that though, because Willa, and this harkens back to why
Aaliyah.
I didn't feel as bad
about Aaliyah. I'm sorry. Just cut this out. Just cut all of this out.
Oh, I'm cutting redacted.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is. About right. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I actually really am.
God.
It makes me happy.
I have no clue what it was. But you'll be happy to know that I made a little more progress in Black Clover.
Oh, cool.
Just a little. They just rescued Dorothy, the dream witch. So they just busted out of her dream.
Yeah.
And saved her. Meanwhile, Asta saved Ghosh and Marie. Yeah. And so now they've still got they've got the fucking shadow palace
they
portal
just
to deal with. No, not yet. Okay. I think that they're about to next episode.
Yeah. So what do you think end game for your campaign? Like, where do you see this going at the end?
Oh, airships?
Yeah.
Well, we have to collect all of the orbs. So we already know about all of them. There's a red one, which is the rage one, which I don't think we have.
So it's like Captain Planet? Where it's like you're getting kind of rings.
There's a life orb that's in Barry, the
you
whale.
You would get love. Love is the worst one.
No, objectively. No, no. It's rage. It's rage,
it's earth,
greed,
wind, water,
life, death,
fire,
and,
heart,
hope, or something. I don't remember what it is.
Did we watch the same Captain Planet?
But
when
there's
we were
five
younger?
Of them.
Yeah,
and we've got to collect them. I'm assuming we've got to at least protect. We've either got to collect or protect. I'm not sure yet. But Olivia, that's what I was going to say. This is why I didn't feel so badly for her in Wicked Pax, is because she's so fucking DPR, it's stupid. And she did 41 damage in one arrow. She was just like, blap, 41 damage to the dragon.
What level are you guys?
6.
What the fuck, man?
I know. And then Justin,
how?
Justin did 66 damage to the dragon. He almost crit twice. He crit, then he rolled like a 19.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, he did 66 damage.
In one round.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
And like split the dragon in half like a hot dog, which is pretty fucking cool. Because like
split it. You mean
like hot dog ways.
Okay.
Like hot dog instead of hamburger.
I was like, who the fuck's, like, unless you're like cooking it like on a stovetop or something.
Yeah.
I would just slit a
no,
hot dog.
He like he slams his axe into
a
the head and then just drags it down the back. Just splits it open. Filet-o dragon.
Nice.
You know how it is.
Yeah. I was going to ask earlier, but we got sidetracked.
On this podcast? I don't believe it.
I think it was actually before we even started the podcast. What do you think, objectively, is the best anime of 2020?
Oh, no.
So far. Obviously, like, there's other ones that come out or whatever, and we don't know.
Demon Slayer claim it came out last year, didn't it?
2019, yeah.
Oh, probably Demon King, bro.
Demon King, yeah.
Yeah, it's just so, it's unique in a lot of ways. It's unique in the reasons that I care about the character.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have a character that's so OP, you can't really invest in the idea of them getting stronger. Like, the reason for him being an underdog is not one of power level.
Right.
Which is, you know, increasingly popular with the Ichikai genre, like, you know, average everyday guy goes to, you know.
Right, right.
But doing it this way is just, I don't know, it kind of puts that idea on its head of like, well, he's the strongest, period. And yet he's working against such odds in the sense of like,
it's something that like isn't capable of being handled by a single person, or at least in the same way that normal power struggles would allow someone to.
Yeah.
So it's like he's going up against an enemy that isn't physical.
Right.
It's not something that like sheer power can dominate. I actually think, it's tied for two of them for me. I would say Tower of God, just because I think it was such a overwhelmingly like beautiful piece of art.
It was epic.
It's just a beautiful piece of art.
Yeah.
That and ReZero Season 2. I really think because every time I end up watching one of those episodes, I get like all of these questions answered, and yet I have 17 more questions.
That's true.
And it's one of the only anime that I've seen in a long time where I genuinely don't know what they're going to do next. Like yeah. With Demon King, like it still kind of follows that standard design, you know, like to an extent.
Yeah.
You know, because they've done that kind of like overpowered, but like, you know, even like to an extent, like that time I got reincarnated as a slime, you could even say a similar kind of.
Wait, when did that come out?
I think 2019.
Okay.
That's a good one, though.
Oh my God. That's my favorite of the bunch, dude.
But like that one and Shield Hero, I would say Shield Hero is also really good
Shield
at that.
Shield Hero is pretty close, but like ReZero is closer for me.
Yeah. Like, I think just in general, I think ReZero has done a better job of being the correct medium to present a story that is unique to its own, even within its own genre, is unique in the way that it goes about it.
Yeah. I also feel like by the time we get to season two of Demon King, I'm hoping that it does get richer. And I'm starting to feel that already in terms of its like story and history and how all of that works.
I mean, don't get me wrong though, like there's some bad bitch moments in that shit though. Like when he kills his teacher and then is like, yeah, you're just going to keep coming back to life as a hybrid forever. So enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Like, especially because like right before that, when he stops in and saves his mom and then like saves all those girls. And he's like, huh, never would have thought that would have been consumed with rage in this time period. But guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I hope that there's more to it. And I hope that there is more than just heroes and demons. But, you know, we'll see.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the world was split into four.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Or at least something like that. Because it split it between all of the different planes of existence. Like where all of the different, like, because they were all one. And then he sacrificed himself to create that barrier that broke it up into like four different distinct, I think.
Oh, okay,
I think it was
cool.
Four. It might be five. It might be three. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that there's more than that. Although I don't really see the, like, Avos de Hevia is really like the end game for that show. Like,
we don't know that though.
Right. But what else is there really for?
I mean, what if he's a patsy? What if there's a whole nother thing going on?
Right, but then wouldn't that kind of feel like, we just got done doing this. Let's do it again on a bigger scale. Like, it'd just be the exact same thing again.
Not really. Not if they planned it that way. Because, I mean that happens a lot where you end up chasing, like...
I felt that way with Bleach. Like, the first series arc was like, oh, all of a sudden he's got these crazy powers. And he's like... meeting all of these interesting people, and then there's like this story, and then someone gets kidnapped and he's trying to go save her, and then that series, like that arc ends, and it's like, oh, we're in a new arc where he finds out he has new powers and he goes to a new place and meets all these new people, and one of the girls has to get saved, and there's like a hot chick that's,
yeah, but you know, I mean, so it's like, you can boil anything down to that though, really, because that's what fucking DBZ is. Like,
I know.
Oh, let me guess, there's a new person in town that's stronger than Goku,
and you know it's not like that,
so
it's,
we're gonna
zero.
Have to wait until Goku gets strong enough to beat that person, and then once he does, guess what, there's a new person that's stronger than Goku.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it feels like it's either going to follow that trend of like continually just like dialing up the stakes of it while just continually doing the same thing, or they're just going to do like a nice like 26 episode series where they get in, they tell the story, and they get out.
I'd be fine hoping they do
it that way.
Yeah.
Because I tend to find that like those, it's rare. I don't know. I'm very particular about like it either being like 26 episodes, you get in, you tell the story, and you get the fuck out. Or it's like 1,000 episodes, like One Piece, and I'm just here for the entirety of the journey.
Well, and you have to have the legs for it. Like I can tell.
Oh my God,
that
One Piece just recently, like, oh fuck, dude, like this girl's dad gets killed in front of her, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could ask the same of like ReZero as to like, what do you think the end game is there? Like, because really his primary motivation, as far as we know, all this time has been to get with Amelia.
Yeah.
By the way, whatever that means, what does that mean? Does that mean like going on a date or like getting married to her?
They've gone on dates.
I know, but I mean like, what is going to end the Groundhog Day shit? is what I mean. Like,
I think when he kills the witch.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And but so like, then it's that, like, so that once that happens,
does he go back to his old place? Like, does he go back home?
Right.
Because that seems to be his tether to this, like, plane of existence.
Right. Well, we still don't know what happened. I mean, for all we know, he could have been hit by a car.
Yeah.
When he actually goes to the... Because he's just kind of, like, standing by the street.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
And then, like, he kind of, like, shakes his head or whatever, and he's in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't really clear that, like, maybe he was, like... daydreaming and stepped like, off the curb and got blasted, and then now he's dead living in fucking...
He's got his cock rocked off by a guy on a Honda bike. He experiences every death. So, like, I mean, they've made that painfully obvious. Like, he has to experience death before he can be brought somewhere else. Even in, like, going into, like, the... Seemingly, even, like, for the trial.
You know, but maybe that's what that means, is that, like, he got hit and killed while he wasn't paying attention. And so this experience is, like, him, like, whether
even
or not
like
he's going to survive
his head
in the hospital.
Cut off by fucking Puck. Like, he even, like, recalled that one.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty quick, instant kind of, like, K.O.
Yeah.
That was also perfect in that compilation you sent, where it's like...
Yeah.
The head just drops into the floor.
Yeah. Well, I tried to line some of that stuff up. Like,
you did a great job.
It's like, boom, boom. And he's like the blood splatter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just the shot... My favorite shit in the whole thing are just is that one shot of him, like, in bed going crazy. Like, you can see that he's losing his mind. Like, he's just like... He's got... black circles and he's just losing his shit.
Because he's died like 27 times.
Yeah. Well, that's totally... And I feel like Curb is like the... I'm gonna... It'll be live at this point. I'll make it public. It got copyright claimed immediately.
Of course.
I don't know if it was by whoever owns the Curb music or whoever owns...
I mean, as long as you're not trying to like monetize off it.
No. And they don't... They really don't give a fuck. They're just like, you know... Somebody else can monetize it. The owner can monetize it and make money off of it if they want to, which is fine.
I don't know if either party would want like that associated, because you're either making really light of a lot of these like really tragic moments in the series, or you're attaching the song to something really fucked up and brutal.
Yeah.
Dude, the fucking rabbits, that shit still to me is like, that's got to be like the worst one.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know. It feels, don't you think it feels a little juvenile? Don't you think it would have been like more vicious if it was like wolves or something?
I don't know, man. I guess, and they also do kind of like talk about it in the next episode, which you haven't seen yet.
So oh, yeah, talk that's about true. It.
But I don't know. There's something about like...
I thought the whale was scary as fuck.
Yeah, they're about the same witch.
The whale was fucking spooky.
Yeah.
But like whales in general, I think, or anything that's that big.
Well, I mean, like if you think about like how big that pack of rabbits is.
I guess, yeah. I mean, in numbers. I mean,
they're considered one of the great mob beasts, so there's got to be something to them that's more than just, like, that they're...
That's such an anime thing to do, too.
What?
Like, make the strongest fucking kill shit monster, like, a unicorn bunny.
Yeah. Yeah, straight up.
Just like,
I thought it was
we'll
Puck.
We'll
I thought it was, like, another version of Puck at first.
Rabbits with horns.
Like, I thought it was one of the spirits. Like,
oh yeah,
I thought for sure that like Puck was pissed off that he didn't take care of Amelia like he said he would. Right. Like, what the fuck is up with that? Where the hell's Puck? Like, Puck's
that
been
is true. We have not seen Puck in a while.
Absent.
That is true. I hadn't considered that.
There was a thing on one of the anime memes that I saw that I almost sent to you. It was one of those like would you push the button if you became an anime girl, but you couldn't answer in like definite. Like in any definite responses, and the person pushed it, and then it was a picture of Bia going, I suppose.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. I was just gonna say that Betty's my girl. She has not been there either very much.
Not really.
I mean, there was the moment where it was like, is she working with the witch? Is she like part of the cult? And then it was like, it was really interesting of them to be like, for like Roswell to be like, no, she's the opposite of that. Because then it's like, yeah, but
is she though?
The fuck are you though? Like, what are you doing? Like,
dude,
when
you
he
know
says
really
shit,
weird.
When he says shit like, oh no, she's not against us. It's like, who the fuck is
us?
Yeah,
what the fuck are you saying?
What kind of riddles? He's the Riddler. He's just like...
Just a really gay version of the Riddler.
Yeah, you talk about posing more questions.
Oh my God.
Every time Subaru talks, every time that fuck opens his mouth, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was watching, there's an anime called Future Diary, which is kind of meh. It's like a, I'd say like a 7 out of 10.
It sounds like it would be meh.
It's actually not bad.
Future Diary?
Yeah, yeah. There's like the god of space and time is about to die, so he allows like a bunch, like I think it's like 12 people, the opportunity to like be able to read into the future, so they have a diary that tells them what's going to happen.
Oh, what a really cool concept and stupid name for the show.
And well, that's the English translation of it.
Yeah, but still, whatever. It's really like on the nose.
I know.
That's like making a movie like comedy.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen my new movie comedy?
How High?
Yeah, it's real funny. It's,
what's
it's
it about? I don't know. How high they can get.
Weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up. But no, the his dad, like the main character, who is such a fucking puss. Like he is such a goddamn little simp beta cuck. Like the entire...
Whoa.
Dude, no. The main character is the worst.
An SBC?
Yeah, he is the worst. He is the worst. Okay? Because like he gets into this thing where it's like, okay, there are 12 of you fighting to become God. Right. Mm-hmm. And each diary has its own like special unique thing. So like his is an indiscriminate diary. And like he is just such a fucking I could talk for like 25 minutes just about how fucking stupid Yuki is. But his father's voiced by Rosewall.
Well, I'm going to be watching Darwin's Game the next opportunity I get, which will probably be tomorrow.
It's up there in like my top five for 2020 for sure.
Anyway, all of you simp beta cucks out there.
This episode is not SCB, the Holy Trinity.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at No Big Banana.
Fuck that bell.
Send
emails. Don't be like Yuki. Don't be a simp beta cuck.
No Big Banana. Fuck that bell. gmail.com.
Just smash it.
And do like it for the video, I guess. God, yeah. Poor Aaliyah.
Yeah.
That's.
Pour one out for her. And fuck that bell.
Yeah.
For her.
And.
It's been 19 years, dude. Come on, man. It's enough time has passed.
It's still really sad.
Yeah, but it's not like I can't, like, what? So I'm just not allowed to make fun of people after they die now?
Telling
fucking
you, man.
Crazy,
those
man.
Years go by, and it just gets worse. Once you get over 30, then you're real fucked.
Oh, I know.
Because the other day I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I'm 30. And then I was like, nope, I'm 33. Like, that shit is real,
what
bro.
The fuck?
Yeah, man. Everything changes.